President, this is Michael Aranio and his sister, Mrs. Underwood.
How are you, Mrs. Underwood? How are you? Very glad to see you and meet you here in the Oval Office of the White House.
This is Aranio's mother.
How do you do?
And this is my sister.
How are you? I'm happy to have you here. I just wanted to see you here.
I would imagine somehow you retain certain things that you feel very close to. The evil dancer is very close to me, my people, therefore he stayed well within me. And the feeling was strong, and with this feeling, somehow I was able to create him.
You did this, you molded it in clay first?
I molded it in wax.
In wax?
In wax.
I see. And
then it was taken to a foundry and cast in bronze.
Have you done it before as a youngster, or did you just take it up?
No, I did a few things prior to...
You've been interested in it, though? You have an artistic bent, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. And is it in the family, or is it for one point? Artists, or any of you
well, I believe all are.
Yeah.
All are in the family.
I see. Yeah. They you sort of have a leaning on that. I know that the reason I asked is I couldn't do ready. It's one of my worst subjects. I think I'm going to swim on my own. This is really be very good about this.
Especially the press conference.
Yes.
Just like you told us, so we can get it. It doesn't entirely matter.
Go ahead.
Something you feel very strong, dancer, the dancer presents the evil being a very strong...
you just described what how you did it.
Very nice.
How you go to work. Yes. Something you feel, go ahead.
Feeling this inside you for your people, the whole meaning of the dance, it comes out within you. You sit there and you work and you get such a very strong feeling for it that you don't stop for anything. It's just so overwhelming. I don't really know how it comes out, but it's there. It's something that your hand does, you're marking.
Did you, you molded this as in wax in the first instance? And over what period of time did you work on it?
I probably thought about it for 4 months before I started working. Then probably 2 weeks of constant work on it, anywhere to 15 hours a day. All hours of the day, constant.
Have you seen the dance?
Yes, I have performed seen the dance.
As a child, yes.
As a small boy.
Was it down on a reservation?
On a reservation,
it's a beautiful work. It really is a marvelous feel to it. You can see, I hold it up and take away 35 pounds.
Is it
wrong?
It's
wrong.
He's done so much for this country on his service. He's made such a great sacrifice. And for him to create this work of art, in my view, not being an expert, but a beautiful work of art, coming as it does from his heart about his people, and of course, our first people, is for me a very moving thing. And he also demonstrates again that someone who may have had a misfortune, a handicap, doesn't give up. And as a matter of fact, that may lead him to create something he might never have created before. Otherwise, he's demonstrated again the enormous strength of character of an individual has, and that he has, to rather than to just sit and complain about the bad fate which he sucks to work and create something of beauty. So it's a fine example for all of us. We all agree that Carlos did what he did. So we thank you, helped our day very much. Helped our day, and I just wish you everything good in years ahead. You're continuing this work, you know, in your
next time.
Mr.
Berman, we had a whole display of importance in the library of the central office. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, he's moving some of his activities into biblical figures and Greek mythology, as well as the Indian background. Hmm.
Let me show you something that might be of interest only from a historical standpoint.
What is that?
Here's a figure that came from Pakistan. It's the second century AD. If you feel a profile, you'll note it has a very interesting characteristic. It is a Greek face.
No.
And what happened? understand. And of course, and this is also true, I have over in my office a Greek Buddha, they call it a Greek Buddha, which the king of Afghanistan gave me, from the same area, in the 3rd century AD. And he explained to me that the reason the Buddhas in that part of the world, Asia, where Greek was, it's when the Greek culture swept out of that part of the world and stopped there. And so, going clear back then, you get a Greek base in Pakistan. You see the cheekbones.
Keep training.